Davis, welcome to the latest episodes of Cut to the
Chase.
And you know what's cool in the mid-90s?
What?
The fact that we are episode 95. Episode 95 of Cut to the Chase. We're counting down, but we're not here to talk about the big reveal of episode 100, which we have zero clue of what we're going to be doing. Let's cut to the chase. Goal setting.
Now, people go, when they hear goals, they go, ah.
Business plans and blah, blah, blah. Let's be practical. We got 3 months left to the end of the year, okay? So the reality is that I'm going to put my hands up and say last Christmas I struggled a little bit. I did not expect the markets to run out of time earlier than I expected. Basically, business stopped a little bit earlier and it did not pick up until much later in January. So are you prepared for the break that Christmas brings? And thank God we got a break. It's beautiful. But have you got enough money in the bank? Will you have enough money in the bank?
Well, because your provisional tax is coming in January as well. That's the double whammy, right? Income does this. Provisional comes in. Geez, anyway, yeah.
So, look, it's too short of a time now to talk about their goals for the end of the year for the next 3 months. But be mindful. Be mindful how much money you will need for the family, friends, if you're single, to go and see girls at nighttime, whatever that might be. I don't care where you spend your money. But if you've got enough sales in the pipeline, listings, and if you've got a listing now, there is a chance they might not sell by Christmas as well, right?
So, don't live in denial, eh? So many times, and I've done the mistake too, right? You live in denial, it'll be okay. No, it ain't okay.
No, it will not be okay. So have some short-term goals of what's going to happen between now and Christmas. If you haven't got many sales, maybe you've got to start working on some buyers. Obviously, it's the classic, got to make some money in real estate, but with Christmas, you've got to be a little bit more mindful. But what I want to talk about most importantly is 2024. What is your goal for next year? And most importantly, over that, what are you going to be doing in the new year in terms of listings? Because it's interesting, last night I was doing a listing presentation and I said, now is the best time to sell, or are you waiting until January 2024? And they asked me the question, when in January? I was ready. I know what date I was going to be launching, which is the second week in January. I knew the reason why I would launch in that week. So it's important that you position in a way that it's first things first, you know when to come back in January. And it's not based around, oh, let me see Mr. Vendor. So I'm going camping on that week. So coming back. So maybe we'll go live. No. You know when you're coming back and you got ready to tell buyers and vendors when to list the property. But goals for 2024, like at the end of the day, if you've been selling one a month, you should have a goal of selling two a month.
Yep, and be a micro authority. You've got to find your competitive advantage. And I also say this, Diego, that it's everyone does 1 year, but it's also, if we're in real estate for the long game, what's your 3-5 year plan as well? So you know what you're working towards other than just trying to do 1 year.
Yeah, I'll tell you what drives me. I've got on the wall, and you'll see, Davis, I know every month how many are listed and sold for the previous 5 years. My goal, it's simple. I don't care how many I sell a year, although I do. All I want to do is that every month I do better than the same time last year, because that means I will have a better year this year than the previous year. That is what drives me in terms of goals.
And my life in weeks, I love, you got a little calendar up there that you cross off every little month that's left in your life.
And it's interesting because people say, hey, but that's a bit morbid. But the way I see it is that I look at it, I'm less than halfway. So I've got a lot of stuff that I can do. So for me, I look at it as a motivation. But I think, look, it's very important to recap today's episode 95. Have a goal of how many properties you need to be listed, sold, or working with buyers before the end of the year. That will give you some understanding of how much work you need to put in, right?
Oh, yeah. And every day that you turn up to the office, who are the 6 people that I can call to achieve that goal?
Are you talking about the 80-20?
Well, not to turn up to the office and have a coffee and chat to your mates. Who are the 6 people that I call first thing in the morning? Makes a massive difference.
And second, start thinking about 2024. If last year you sold 50 houses, well, 2024 you should be having a goal of selling 100, 2x, right? Maybe we'll do another episode about 2xing. We haven't talked about that for a while, and probably we've got some new opinions or new ideas, for a bit, lack of a better word, around how you can 2x. But there might be another episode for another day. Thanks for watching episode 95. Cut to the
chase.